on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light's switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
And at 27:11, we're joined by Dave Carlton. Morning, Dave.
Good morning to you, Cozzy. Hope you had a great weekend. Punted well. Fantastic week of greyhound racing. We had the Canberra Cup last night. We had the heats of the Casino Cup on Friday in New South Wales. And it was great racing at Angle Park as well with the heats of the South Australian Derby and the Oaks. And Ritter Rossi, the evergreen Ritter Rossi, won at yet another race at Wentworth Park the other night midweek to Mark Gatt and the team. What a fantastic chaser.
Yep, fantastic. Now, you've been all over the place. You keeping an eye on the dogs?
Absolutely. I was at Dubbo yesterday for the Thoroughbreds for the Gold Cup, but my eyes are never far away when it comes to the greyhounds. And on our show this morning, we've got some great guests. Shortly, Brad Adam, the boss of the Richmond Greyhound Club. Jeff Britton, who qualified a stack of dogs for the Derby and the Oaks finals at Angle Park. He's joining us. Evelyn Harris, in relation to Cosmic Bonus, who's going to line up this Friday night in the Casino Cup final. We'll go to Canberra and get Kello Rourke's wrap of last night's Canberra Cup, and off to New Zealand, Pete Fenimore, where they had the Greyhound of the Year Awards in beautiful downtown Invercargill, Sean, last Saturday night.
It's interesting, we see a lot of Australian bred greyhounds over there in New Zealand these days. You only have to look at the names, and a lot of them, the Paul Wheeler dogs, quite often finish up over there.
Yes, indeed they do, and we've got Ring the Bell, the Aussie stayer, who's going to be going around in the heats of the Group 2 Nancy Cobain Memorial, and former Australian stayer Runway Bono is going to go around, formerly trained by Dean Swain. So a lot of the Aussie chasers, they go across the Tasman with great success.
And one of them that's fired are the other Swimming Goat, which has won a stack. I think he was an Aussie dog, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Swimming Goat has won an award at the weekend. Peter Fenimore is going to tell us more about that. But Swimming Goat just won race after race after race. A bit of a cult hero on both sides of the Tasman. And I believe an award was handed out to the Goat in Invercargill. Have you ever been to Invercargill, Sean?
No, I've been in New Zealand, but not to Invercargill, no.
Well, it's not the end of the world, but you can almost see it. Yeah. I've been there once, and it's right down the bottom of the South Island, so no doubt they would have had they would have been rugged up for that one.
Well, I reckon they would have been. They're just having a few troubles getting onto a few people here, Disco. Another one that was a cult figure over there, I've got to bring up the name, was that dog, the greyhound Little Mother. It just knocked up winning races.
Little Mother, well, Little Mother, of course, is a dam these days. There was a dog went around in Australia the other day, I'm trying to think of where it was, which was out of Little Mother, and Little Mother was honoured at the weekend. Pretty sure Little Mother was inducted into the New Zealand Greyhound Racing Hall of Fame. So Pete Fenimore, he no doubt was there. He would have had a pen in his hand taking down details. In the other hand, he would have had a schooner of spates, knowing Pete.
Yeah, right. Now, Brad Adam joins you now.
Oh, Brad's with us, the boss of the Richmond Club. Brad, good morning to you. It's great to have you on the show. Looking forward to the auction on Sunday, November 26. I believe you've extended the noms.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. And yes, we certainly have. Although the support for this year's auction has been outstanding. What we tried to do was set out the guidelines for a $50,000 prize pool for all puppies that go through this year's auction, and then they would be entitled to run in the 2019 Richmond Riches. But for the auction this year, as you said, on the 26th of November this year, it's been outstanding support. We've got something like 80 pups already nominated to go through to the auction. We've extended, as you mentioned, the noms just until next Monday. So the 25th of September, all nominations will close, and then hopefully we can get up to that 100 pups, so to speak, to get into the auction. But it's been really well supported. The club just wanted to extend it for a short two-week period just to let some of those last-minute breeders and trainers that had missed the first deadline date to get in, and it's been really well supported to date.
That's great, Brad. It's for Greyhounds Whelp between January the 1st and June the 30th this year. There's still the two levels of noms, the standard and the new tier one?
Yeah, that's right, Dave. What we tried to do is we tried to offer something different for owners and trainers that didn't want to put their dog through the sale, but definitely wanted to put their greyhound into the race series. So we've got two tiers of tickets. One is to sell your dog at the auction, and that is $100 plus GST. Or the other one is a tier one ticket, which enables those breeders and trainers to buy that ticket, and then that greyhound or that puppy will go straight into the race series, no other fees to pay, and they'll be racing for $50,000.
That's terrific, Brad. I mean, 30 Talks and Mr. Twister, they're household names. They're both graduates of the Richmond Puppy Auction. 30 Talks, $30,000 was the sale price at the inaugural auction. And in 2015, Mr. Twister for $21,000. So they're extraordinary prices that they were paid. And the $50,000 first place prize money for the 2019 series means if you win that race, you're going to get a great profit already.
Yeah, Dave, you're talking, I think, 40 to 1 on your money. So yeah. You can't really go to the casino and get that. But, yeah, no, look, as you mentioned, Dave, those two greyhounds, 30 Talks and Mr. Twister, great exponents of our Richmond Riches auction. And obviously now it's sort of, they've put us on the map, and we couldn't be more happy than with all the support we've had from Tony Brett and Jason Mackay, you know, with what they've done with those greyhounds, to go on and to really just say that the Richmond Riches auction is the place to come and buy your next winner. The average sale price, Dave, on pups was around about $3,500. Of course, as you just touched on, a few of them went for a little bit more than that. But it makes it really affordable and people can get together in syndicates and come along. And hopefully we're going to have a great auction. We'll hopefully have 100 pups that will go under the hammer. A nice little 3 or 4 hour auction. It'll be short, sharp, and sweet. Come out, get your next winner, get your next 30 Talks from Mr. Twister, and then try and go and race for $50,000 in the race series.
That's fantastic, Brad. Nominations extended to next Monday. The auction on Sunday, November 26th. Brad Adam, appreciate your time and all the best with this wonderful auction going forward in a couple of months.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for your support.
Brad Adam there, the website to go to, richmondpuppyauction.com.au. Sean?
They're good fun, those auctions too, Dave. You can have a bit of fun, get hold of a nice, handy dog.
Oh, they're fantastic. I know a lot of people, friends of mine, who have gone out, and as Brad said, they've all put in a bit of money each, and they've picked themselves up a bargain. You know, like put in $500 each, and they've got themselves a dog. And some of those dogs have been winning races, and I know I've got some friends who breed the greyhounds as well. Barry Ward, the former Bulldogs rugby league player, I know he always listens to this show. He's been really going well in the breeding stakes. He's been breeding some dogs who are absolutely chasing outstandingly at the moment, the Fernando Bale Solar Packs. But there's been some wonderful greyhounds go through the Richmond auction series, and the same will apply this year in November on the 26th.
Jeff Britton's with you now, Dave.
Jeff Britton from Victoria, and Jeff's had a big week in South Australia. He qualified Mapunga Blazer, Mapunga Tycoon, and Alpha Ion for this Thursday night's Group 3 South Australian Derby final. He also qualified Slinky Inky, Paradiso Lass, and Alpha Themis for the Group 3 South Australian Oaks final, while his partner, Angela Langton, also has an Oaks finalist with Hooger Affair. I tell you what, Jeff, good morning to you. The team didn't let you down.
Yeah, no, they went really well. And James Shaw and Damon, they went over to Adelaide for me and they did a great job.
Well, the draw for the South Australian Derby final this Thursday night, Bundles galore for Enzo Credelli in one. Vanderwarp's been scratched. It's had an injury, the West Australian. So Dinah Elvio for Mark Delbridge will start from two, the first reserve. Black Bombshell, another one for Enzo Credelli out of three. For Jeff, Mapunga Tycoon, four. Alpha Ion, five. And Mapunga Blazer out of the seven. In the six is Morris Minor for Tom Savellis and the New South Wales representative, Mr. Paparazzi, for Barry Riccio out of box eight. Jeff, let's talk about Mapunga Blazer. Mapunga Blazer was low flying in the Derby heats, clocking 29 and 25, and again draws box 7 in the final. So you must be pretty happy with the runner-up in the Speed Star.
Yeah, look, he's flying at the moment, and I was just sort of hoping I might draw closer to the fence because you can't make any mistakes out there. If he misses it out there, you can, you know, you never know, you can be wiped out. So I was sort of hoping for an inside draw with him. But look, he jumped really well the other night. I'm just hoping he can repeat it.
Yeah, you got Morris Minor, who was impressive in the 6, and Mr. Paparazzi in the 8. So, as you say, a good jump will be critical.
Yeah, look, it's from out there it is. And you know, I'm just sort of hoping he had a couple of runs there. He's been in the Speed Star, and you know, it was more or less a solo run, and then he had a trial over there as well, which is a solo run. I'm just hoping he you know, got a bit of confidence out of it, and he might be jumping better, hopefully.
Well, he's from a very nice litter, Barsha Bale from Mapunga Nikki, and Mapunga Blazers litter mate, Mapunga Tycoon, ran third in the heats to Mr. Paparazzi. How do you rate Mapunga the Tycoon's chances, Jeff, from box number 4?
Well, he's a leader, and he, you know, he would have to have lead and other dogs find trouble. So, but he hadn't been around the track before, and he hasn't... you know, probably had consistent 500s of late. So, you know, he's not very strong. So, if he just happened to lead and there's trouble behind for him to have any chance.
Alpha Ion, who's by Magic Sprite from Queen of Cyprus, is a very reliable beginner. Moves from box 8 to the other squeeze box, box 5, after running third to Morris Minor.
Yeah, look, he's... he probably needs a few things to go his own way. You said, you know, as you see, he was in the top 8 of the Speed Star, so he can really run. And but he hasn't been a great field dog as yet, so he's only young. We're just sort of hoping he can improve that.
Jeff, Alpha Ion's litter sister, Alpha Themis, has drawn box 8 in the South Australian Oaks final. Can she cross and lead all the way again safely?
Oh, look, I think she can muck the other ones up. she really needed to be the other side of the track. You know, she can really run a home again as like a brother. She probably needs things to go her own way, and she's got a lot more speed than her brother, and I was sort of hoping she might have drawn in, but she's drawn the outside. So I'd say she'd have to have trouble inside her for her to get around them.
Well, the draw for the South Australian Oaks is Sakalaka for Jessica Sharp in 1, Serene Machine, Jamie Quinlivian in 2, Libby Raider, a local chaser for Paula Herndon in 3, Angela Langton with Hooger Affair in 4, then Jeff's Trio, Slinky Yankee 5, Paradiso Last 6, and Alpha Themis in 8, while Leah Hurley for South Australia has Sassy Kissed in box number 7. Jeff, Slinky Inky, the daughter of Oaks Road and Mapunga Lana, 29.91 in the heats, beating Hooger Affair. Box 5, it's a squeeze, but I like this greyhound.
Yeah, look, it's probably where she wants to be. She'll run straight to the first corner. And Hooger Affair, I think she'll head to the fence. So... yeah, like she might get a clear run from where she is. So, the only thing, she might keep the other one out. I've got outside of Paradiso Last. So, I'm not that fussed the way they're drawn. At least they're drawn, they're bad boxes, but they're drawn around the right way.
Yeah. Paradiso Last, a really nice litter too. My bro Fabio, key to Eden. As you say, just have to keep an eye on the 5, but Paradiso Last ran third to Alpha Themis and Osaka Laka in the heats. What about Angela's chaser, Hooger Affair? We saw Hooger Affair in the Speed Star as well. What do you think from box 4, Jeff?
Look, I probably think that's her best chance, and because she can get out of the box. And on the Speed Star day, she went 29.63. It's probably one of the slowest races of the day, but you start to realise the standards of the dog that day on the Speed Star, because... I'm sure if you just take an average dog, they'd be only running around the 30 seconds. And, you know, she's gone 29.63, and I'm come away thinking, you know, she's only gone one of the slowest of the day, but they're all fast dogs down there. And I think getting a clear run, I think she could run around the 29.70s at Angle Park. And I just think everywhere she went, the leader went, she seemed to get in the road all the time. I'm just trying to think of her name now. The other bitch I've got in there, Timothy Dog.
Yeah, well, you've got Slinky Inky Paradise, Paradiso Lax, and Alpha Themis.
Slinky Inky keeps on getting in a road, and so I'm sure if she can get out well and you know, find the fence early, well, I reckon that's my best. Well, that's our best chance.
Well, enjoy Adelaide. You've got to be in it to win it, and you've got plenty in it. So, Jeff, really nice to talk to you. To you and Angela, all the best in the South Australian capital this Thursday night.
No worries. Thanks, Dave.
Good on you, Jeff. He's a great guy, Jeff Britton. Him and Angela, fantastic trainers. And on paper, they got a mortgage on those two big group threes on Thursday night at Angle Park, Sean.
Yeah, got some very, very handy dogs in the kennel, haven't they?
Yeah, they have, and they always have, and they will continue. They're great conditioners.
Kill O'Rourke's with you now.
Well, we're going. All the roads lead to the national capital, as the great Kel would say. The Canberra Cup final. The listed Canberra Cup was run and won last night. Jody Lord started four runners and won it with the favourite from box one, Champion Model. And it was never in doubt from box rise, Kel.
No, that's right, Dave. Good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. The key to Champion Model was whether she'd nail a start. She did that, and she ran a 4.90 to the first section, and basically she was able to string the rest of the field out. And despite the fact that Hukanui launched from the back straight and probably finished quicker than one of those North Korean missiles, he was unable to reel Champion Model in, and she was just too good. And the other Lord combatant, Bombshell Bandit, wound up third ahead of Zambora Cross. So, yeah, nailed the jump, strung him out. Too big, too fit, too fast, Dave.
Well, Champion Model's a daughter of High Earner and Clay Model, so really well-bred. Ran 30 and 49 in the heats. Nice improvement. 30 and 25 the time in the final with a run home of 11.01, Kel.
Yeah, 11.01. It just goes to show how quick that second dog went. You know, He ran a 10.69, Hukanui. That was his last section to get home. So, you know, if he had been a tad closer, he would have made things interesting. But she's a very versatile bitch. I'd say she'd go to the breeding barn. She'll obviously have, you know, plenty more race starts. Talking to Jody at the post-race presentation, she's pretty keen to take most of her charges down to Dapto and then obviously into the Wentworth Park and do some nice third, fourth and fifth grade class races. So it's onwards and upwards.
Yeah, indeed. Well, five from the rails for Champion Models, 111 of 19. And as you say, the Group 1 Dapto Megastar heats are on this Thursday night, so that's going to be a great series over the two Thursdays, Kel.
Yeah, it will be, and there'll be a lot of representation. I'm sure Neil Staines, Neil trained a double last night, Slamming Thunder. The leader ran into a park bus, metaphorically speaking, down the back straight. He was able to get the fly. And Bogan Dooney, she's a bitch that we should pencil in our black books. She missed the start, but she was still too good in the 10th race there last night, clocking 30 and 50. She's probably a 30 and 30 bitch at Canberra too, so just keep your eye on her. I'm sure Neil will have a big team going down there. Jody Lord also, I should mention, won the Trainer of the Year for 2016-17. She had 255 runners for 104 winners, 74 place getters. So that's a 40% win strike rate, which was phenomenal. And mentioning Neil Staines, he got the Trainer of the Year last night with Spider's Brother, that prolific country performer. He's won nearly $70,000 in prize money. And last Tuesday at Goulburn, he clocked up his 45th win. He's been a brilliant dog and something that all owners would love to get into.
Indeedy. And congratulations to Neil and Jody as well. Her and Andy, they're prolific winners, aren't they, Kel? Jody and Andy Lord, terrific.
Yeah, and the whole dynamics of greyhound racing changed. You know, the day where you'd get out of bed, you know, take your dog for a walk and, you know, come home from work and walk your dog again, feed your dog and race him on the weekend. Those days are gone. It's a big business now. It's all about, you know, what you want to keep for the breeding barn. You know, you weed out the slow ones, inverted commas, and move them on because, you know, the ultimate goal for most of these trainers is to get the group dogs, the group one dogs. And, it is big business, and they've got a very good system out there. It works. You can't say it doesn't work because they've just been so good at it for so long, and they continue to breed many, many winners. And we see that particularly week in, week out throughout the nation's capital. And, you know, it's a successful formula, Dave, and they just keep coming up with the goods.
Yeah, the dogs run faster than Andy runs from a black snake. I remember going out to do a catching pen story once, and Moff, Craig Moffat, he had a dead black snake, but he was wiggling it like it was alive, and he ran after Andy. And I reckon Andy ran about 3.80 to the first mark.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, we've had a couple of brown snakes out here, and, the greens are about to roll over, but the only good snakes are dead snakes, as far as I'm concerned. I'm from old school, I'm from the bush, and you just certainly don't want them around your kennels, mate.
Hey, Kel, just one thing, getting back to the Cup, Tony Rasmussen had Hukanui, which powered home for second, and also striker Klinsman. The South Australian trainer made the long trip over from Murray Bridge, and he was really impressed with the Canberra setup.
Yeah, Tony, it was lovely to have Tony there. We weren't that strongly represented this year in relation to Queensland and Victorian dogs, but we were thrilled a bit to have Tony bring a couple of dogs over. And, you know, he made the long haul. I spoke to him after the race. It was a 13-hour haul. And, you know, he almost pulled it off. He thought Hukanui was the dog that could do it. Striker Clinton, he missed the kick in at Box Rise, and basically that was the end of the section for him. But Tony was very forthright in thanking the board, and Alan Tutt, the president, has just been so good in this, this battle. And Tony was right behind us and said that he'd go back, obviously, and spread the word amongst the South Australian trainers to get behind us and help us save the local industry. And secondly, you know, have dog with trailer, will travel, get over for the Cup next year.
I believe the shadow sports minister in the ACT was on track?
Yeah, we had Mark Parton there last night. Mark's been very vocal and supportive of the club, which is totally opposite to what the local Labor Chief Minister and the Greens Minister are. And unfortunately, John Barilaro, he had to pull out, the Deputy Premier of New South Wales, at the last minute. But we did have an advisor from John's office, and the board members spoke to him. And look, you know, it's not out of the question. It's going to be a long battle. It's an uphill battle. We're just as defined as what they are. There's a lot of solidarity amongst the trainers and owners and staff. And, you know, whether we end up in Queanbeyan or whether we win the battle in court to stay here in Canberra, that remains to be seen. We can't certainly predict the future. But, yeah, there were a few big guns there last night, Dave, a few dignitaries, which is always good to see.
Indeed, Kel. Well, fantastic call of the Cup, and it's always great to talk to you, and look forward to hearing you here on Sky Sports Radio and also your calls on Sky Racing. Kel, thanks very much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks very much, Dave, and thanks for your support as well as Sky Sports Radio. And just for the listeners, keep your eyes on Hukanui. Tony's going to set him for the Adelaide Cup in a few weeks' time, so that might be one for the little black book, Dave.
Fantastic, Kel. Thank you for joining us. Kel O'Rourke there. And on fire, speaking of the Adelaide Cup, the runner-up in the national sprint final, unfortunately for Cameron Butcher, On Fire is out of the forthcoming Adelaide Cup heats next month. It's done a hip support, so that's terrible, terrible news indeed. But he's got to look after the greyhound first. So On Fire won't be taking part in the Adelaide Cup, Sean.
All right, terrific. Now we'll try to go on to Peter Fenimore at the moment. Just having a few issues getting hold of him there, Dave, at the moment.
Okay. I tried to get hold of Evelyn Harris too. Haven't been able to get hold of Evelyn at this stage. Of course, the Casino Cup will be run this Friday night. The Gardens usually have the Friday night and Casino Cup in the afternoon. Well, that swaps over. So the Gardens this Friday in Newcastle will race during the afternoon, and then the Casino Cup will be on Friday night. $25,000 to the winner. And Bob Lane, who recently racked up 50 years behind the microphone and the binoculars, will be calling all of the action.
Now, Peter Fenimore's there ready for you.
Oh, Pete, we're crossing the Tasman. Peter, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. How's it going over there?
It's going great. I believe you had a big weekend in Invercargill. The New Zealand Greyhound of the Year was announced, was crowned, and the winner, trained by Gene and Dave Fahey, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. Dave, was the Australian-owned Greyhound, American Warrior. Yeah, he was crowned as the 2016-17 New Zealand Greyhound of the Year. Very much deservedly so, Dave. He was the highest stakes earning greyhound throughout the season in New Zealand, just over 130,000. He won New Zealand's richest greyhound race, the $100,000 New Zealand Cup, and also a couple of Group 2 titles, a couple of track records, and a great overall season.
Two track records, as you say, two Group 2 wins, Australian-owned, and Gene and Dave Fahey, they've had a wonderful season. They've clocked up the century in terms of group victories, and they're just fantastic conditioners from the South and now the North Island.
Oh, absolutely so, Dave. Look, remarkable people, and it was fantastic to see them. Their 100 group race training successes was recognised during the awards evening via a special presentation, and just wonderful people were.
Peter, there were two New Zealand Hall of Fame inductees at the awards. Tell us about those.
Yeah, Little Mother. She was a greyhound that raced here around about 5 years ago. Australian-owned, bred and owned by Gordon Sky Berris there in Sydney. Little Mother, she was a phenomenal greyhound in New Zealand. She raced on 132 occasions. She won 85 races, six of those at Group One level, three track records. She retired as New Zealand's highest ever stakes-earning greyhound with $377,000. So a remarkable greyhound, and rightfully so, inducted into the New Zealand Greyhound Hall of Fame. And the other inductee, Dave, was the late Sam Fletcher. Sam was a leading administrator both in New Zealand, and he served on the Australasian Control Board there for a while. But he was instrumental in securing Tuttle Racing for New Zealand Greyhound Racing. Achieved that during the 1970s. So Sam, yes, I deserve induction into the New Zealand Greyhound Hall of Fame.
Brendan and Lisa Cole took out the Breeder of the Year award, and Sean and I were mentioning about one of our favourite greyhounds, Swimming Goat. Swimming Goat got an award.
Yeah, that's right, Dave, and fantastic to see the Goat receiving the acknowledgement. Swimming Goat won the International Achievement Award. The following you had from you guys over there in Australia was quite remarkable, especially for a short course sprinter. But Swimming Goat, of course, he went on to set the New Zealand record of the most consecutive race wins during the season. That was at 22 wins for Cullen Weir. And the following he developed in Australia, via obviously yourself, the catching pen, the greyhound recorder, and sort of thrust New Zealand greyhound racing into the spotlight over there.
Now, the heats of the Group 2 Nancy Cobain Memorial are coming up at Manukau. I ring the bells in Heat 1, and former Australian stayer Runway Bono, who used to be with Dean Swain, is going around as well.
Yeah, that's correct, Dave. Three heats, 660 metres. It's at the Manawatu Raceway this afternoon, and ring the bell. Oh, he's just been a sensational stayer since arriving across here, 110 from 11. Over 100,000 in stakes. He's in a depleted heat, race 9, 1:40 p.m. your time this afternoon. He's jumping from the 8 trap, and he should be winning his heat for absolute fun. Yes, and Runway Bono, of course, went with Park 7 on 20-metre winner. He's been flying lately, trained by the Faze. He's won his last two over 6:45 at Addington. He's on track debut at the Manawatu, race 11 this afternoon at 2:19 your time. Has a very interesting greyhound making the staying debut in that heat, Karen Walsh. She trains a thrilling raider. He's won 9 from 9 over 4.57 at the Manawatu. He's looking for the 600 metre trip now, so it should be a very a very competitive race between those stones. And of course, the second race heats, in between those two heats, Karen Walsh with Thrilling Flow, she broke the Manawatu track record when last presented down there. So, yeah, three great heats, 660 metres. Nancy Cobain, of course, she trained a remarkable five winners of our premier staying race, the Duke of Edinburgh Silver Collar.
Well, Pete, thank you for joining us from across the Tasman. Have a great week. Enjoy Manawatu this afternoon, and we'll follow your tips on the Sky Racing and through the TAB app. All your tips, Pete Fenimore, you are the man to follow. Thanks for being on Going Greyhounds.
No worries, Dave. Cheers, mate.
Well, there you go, Sean. We've spoken to New Zealand. We've gone to Victoria. We've gone to Richmond with Brad Adam. And the list goes on. Canberra with Kel O'Rourke as well.
Good on you, Dave. Look forward to the Catching Pen this week.
Yeah, the Catching Pen with James Vandermaat tomorrow evening, 6:30 on Sky Racing 2. Just as a footnote to the show, Albion Park last night, unfortunately, they had some problems with the boxes, with the compression on the boxes at the 331-metre start. Seven of the 12 races were scheduled for the 331. So, unfortunately for Luke Gatehouse and the team, who do a wonderful job up there, the meeting was abandoned. Please note, tonight at Albion Park, the final two races, which were to be 331, have been switched to the 395. So the last two races tonight at Albion Park, and there are scratchings because of the distance adjustment. So please check that throughout the day, because quite a few scratchings to come from there, Sean.
All right, good on you, Disco. Have a great week, mate. We'll talk to you next week.
You as well, Sean. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Dave Carlton there.